You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hi, guys. Woo! Yay! Welcome! Welcome to our weekly Q&A and recap. So today we are going over all of the fun we've had this week. So welcome. If this is the first video you are ever watching from the show or the fan page, my name is 16 Ramos and I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success and live their best lives. Today is a Friday, which means we do our Q&A and recap. So if this is the first video you're watching, you might have missed our Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday broadcast. So the topics are Mondays for productivity, Tuesdays are for social media content and apps. I usually do my app highlight of the week during this day. Wednesdays are for online business, so it's dedicated to my listeners or my viewers who are entrepreneurs or small business owners or could be big business owners. Lucky me, if you're listening or watching. And then I talk about all entrepreneurship topics during that day. And Thursdays are for self-development or self-improvement. And I usually talk about skills. So today I'm going over the specific topics that we talked about and hopefully get to answer majority of the questions. I don't want my broadcast to be too long, so I'm going to really pack this with as much information as I can. There's not a lot of questions this week. There are about 1, 2, 3, 4. So if I don't talk too much, I might be able to answer all of them. Hello, everybody. If you're tuned in with me, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from. Also, let me know if my sound and my video are okay. So as a recap, by the way, if you missed our replays, just tap the links above and you will be able to see all of the links to the broadcast. So I want to make your lives easier. So on Monday, what we talked about, I want to make sure that I have my notes in front of me so that I don't tell you the wrong topic because I don't really remember this on the fly. So Monday, we talked about productivity and I tackled the two biggest remote work problems and how you can solve them. So I talked about organizing your contacts and your messages or your general communications or correspondence with your team or your clients and your customers, if that's something that you do on a daily basis. This is what I learned from training some 70,000 people start their online businesses or work remotely in their jobs. This is what I find to be the biggest challenge that they have, is organizing all the people that they talk to during the day and the progress in their conversations. So I talk about the four steps on how you can solve this problem if this is something that you're experiencing as well, especially if you work from home. So tap the link above under Monday if you want to watch that replay. Tuesday, we talked about social media content and apps, and I did an Airtable tutorial. So for those of you who wanted some more specific details on how I organize my tasks and my contacts, I use Airtable for this. So Airtable is a web app as well as a mobile app, and it looks a lot like Excel, like MS Excel, but 10 times better. So if you want to attempt to do half of the things that you can do on Airtable on a spreadsheet or Excel, it's going to take a lot more time and a lot more skill and research on your part. So I love that it's very dynamic. It's very intuitive. It does most of the things that you want to achieve in terms of organizing your contacts and your tasks under the free plan. So there is a free version of it, and then some of the features, the advanced features that you might want, you can pay for it, like minimum of $10 a month, which is not bad for what it can do. But I personally stay on the free plan on Airtable, and it does all of the magic I require it to do. So if you want to watch my tutorial on Airtable, tap the link above under Tuesday. Now, let's go on Wednesday. And what I talked about under online business is the sales scripts to turn one-time buyers into repeat customers. So if you're dealing with customers, clients, and you own an online business and you're product-based or service-based, you have these scripts now free for you to download. And I think there are like three scripts in this PDF guide. And I teach you how to upsell someone, cross sell someone, and how to incentivize a repeat purchase. So these are very useful, and very, really, really effective. These are what I call my tested, tried and proven, scripts that I use all the time because I love messenger marketing. I can't really replace the one-on-one conversations that I have with my team and my clients. And so over the years, I've been working remotely for 10 years now. And over the years, I've sent the wrong words, sent the wrong scripts, and I've managed to find the right pattern, find the right formula to actually convert one-time buyers into repeat customers. So if you want to grab that PDF script guide, then tap the link above under Wednesday. Now, Thursday, which is yesterday, we talked about self-development, how to deal with negative people, which is super funny because people started sharing their experiences and their stories. So it was a very, very interesting broadcast. One of my favorites, actually, how to deal with difficult people. At some point, we all had to deal with them, right? And actually, one of the questions I want to answer today has something to do with this topic. So maybe I end with that, actually, because that's quite a long, long answer that I have for that question. Hi, April, Morella, Cindy, thanks for tuning in. If you're tuned in with me, welcome to the show. Ask me any of your questions in the realm of remote work, online business, entrepreneurship, or mindset, or anything really that's been bugging you lately. Maybe I can help. Ask me right now. Send them in the comments below. Also, feel free to share this in your wall, in your chat groups, or your private Facebook groups, or tag your friends down below if you feel like this video is going to help them. So, first question that we have here that I want to answer with regards to Airtable. Is it available offline, or can I access my Airtable spreadsheet offline? So currently, Airtable does not have the capability to make your spreadsheets available offline. However, you can download your spreadsheet. Say today you have your spreadsheet in front of you, you're tracking your customers, you got new entries for the day, you got new orders. If you want to work on it offline, excuse me, you can export this whole list on Airtable into an Excel or a CSV file and just review it offline. And then any changes you make on it, you can re-upload the next day back onto your Airtable. So I know this is a capability that Airtable might add in the future. They do have some updates in their blog about it. So they talk about it a lot. I think this is coming soon. But as of now, your best option, if you want to access your spreadsheets or any of your Airtable workspaces offline, then you can download them as CSV files. Second question about Airtable is, does it sync with iCloud? Currently, it doesn't sync with iCloud. However, there are a lot. It is, I know for a fact that this is coming soon. However, there is a whole list of cloud storage services that Airtable can grab or can sync your media from, such as OneDrive, Dropbox. I'm gonna look at whatever, what else they have. So cloud services, Airtable. Just Googling my answer here, just so I could make sure that I have the right answer for you. So iCloud, Airtable. So I do know for a fact, though, that it does also sync with Google Drive because I use Google Drive and I had no problem accessing my videos and my photos as attachment from Google Drive. So I know it syncs with Google Drive as well as OneDrive and Dropbox. So let me see here. Yeah, so those are the list. Oh, and Box as well. So I'm looking at it now. So Box is also included in the list. So hopefully that comes soon, right? Another question here is, does Airtable integrate with Facebook and Messenger? Yes, it does. And if you do want to do that, let's say you wanna sync some of your messages from Messenger and some of the data you have on Facebook, some of the content that you have on Facebook into your Airtable. Let's say you're organizing your posts and stuff like that. You can use Zapier to integrate both Airtable and Facebook or whatever platform you want to integrate it with. So Zapier is kind of like a place where you connect platforms together. So just make an account and you should be able to do that quite easily and quickly. So those are the questions regarding Airtable. Want to make sure that I am not neglecting my viewers here. Hi, Daisy. Daisy is watching from Malaysia. Daisy, if you have any questions for me, now's the time to ask because I am answering questions live. So another question. Oh, I'm getting to my favorite question for the week, which is something that has to do with our topic from yesterday, how to deal with difficult people. And the question is, what if you're the difficult person? So this is interesting because sometimes you can be that difficult person. So one of the signs that you should look out for is when every single person you're talking to ends up being annoying. You start getting annoyed by every single person you're talking to. Like, they're so difficult. No one is nice. No one seems to understand. You might actually be the difficult person to deal with. And I have recently gotten very aware of me being difficult at times as well. Especially with like creative thinking, business decisions. Because like Monty and I collaborate a lot, and you feel the differences in your opinion, you feel the differences in your like creative thinking. And there at times there are like emotionally charged conversations where hard decisions need to get made, and I could get very, very difficult and defensive. And what I learn is you have to get to the root of why you are that way. So when you get defensive or when you get difficult, it's usually coming from a place of vulnerability or fear, whatever it is, fear of being taken advantage of, fear of being wrong. You don't want to be told that you're in the wrong. And sometimes I get defensive because, you know, when mistakes are being pointed out, I don't want that to be a reflection of the decisions I make. So I go to the root of it, of why I become so reactive, because sometimes I do get like a so reactive, so defensive, so fiery about it, and like, very hard to talk to. And so the conversations end up being horrible, and no solution or resolution ends up happening. So you get to the root of it and try to find out why you act so defensive. Try to find out why certain trigger words trigger you, why certain conversations make you feel uneasy or annoyed or uncomfortable, and try to deal with those issues. So one of the things that I've done to address my difficultness is I put up this wallpaper on my desktop, and it's an excerpt from a book that I've recently started with. It's called The Meditations, or The Emperor's Handbook. And this is the scribblings of Marcus Aurelius. He's a Roman leader, and he's a very wise leader, and he's written a lot of really intelligent and wise scribblings here. And they really don't know how this all came about, like as of the provenance of these writings. Like, did he just write them down, or did he have a diary, or did he have some guy writing this down as he says them out loud? I don't know, but they're really, really good stuff. And one of the things that I had to put up on my desktop wallpaper is this: remember that you don't lose any freedom by changing your mind and accepting the correction of someone who points out your error. After all, it's your initiative, your judgment, indeed your intelligence, that makes change and acceptance possible. So when I read that, I'm like, okay, you're not really at fault when someone points out your correction or your error. Also, you don't need to always give in if someone becomes very charged about this decision that you made. Because at the end of the day, like when I have these emotionally charged conversations, right? I look at that, and to me, I have to make the minimum amount of commitment to the other person that would achieve like the minimum amount that would make us both happy, right? So when Monty and I talk a lot about business decisions or creative decisions, most of the time, he just needs me to hear out his ideas. I don't always have to say yes to them. Just because he brings something up doesn't mean I have to say, sure, let's do it. Or yeah, let's make a project out of it. Or yeah, sure, I'll work on it right now. Sometimes he just needs me to hear it out and actually make a decision on it, maybe later. But, you know, it doesn't mean I hear it out and then forget about it, because that's just being disrespectful. You actually have to hear out the other person and reflect on it. And if it's something that makes sense, if it's something that actually improves my business or improves the way I work, even though, you know, it's like, changing a decision that I made a long time ago that I'm really comfortable with, or maybe it's admitting that what I've decided on doesn't really work, whatever it is, right? If at the end of the day I realize that it's an idea that would improve the way I work, then I apply the change. Because Marcus Aurelius says, you don't lose any freedom by accepting this correction, right? You don't lose your intelligence by accepting someone else's correction. And so it's really, that passage really helped me get into why I feel so defensive and accept more of these corrections. But also it helps me understand that the other person just wants me to hear him out. I don't need to say yes. So you hear him out, you genuinely listen to the other person and just go, you know what? Okay, I'll think about it. Sounds like a good idea. Let me reflect on it after a few days. So whatever the decision or whatever the situation is with, if you're the difficult person, maybe just go, like, I don't know how long this process is, because all of us are unique, right? So whatever your issue is, why you're being defensive, reflect and develop that self-awareness of why you feel so defensive about certain things. And then next time you get confronted by a very, very difficult situation, you feel uncomfortable, you feel uneasy, I would actually apply the same tactics as if I weren't the difficult person. So I stay calm, I focus on my breathing, and then look at the conversation and separate the situation from the person. It's like, this person is not attacking me. These are just words that I need to analyze. So what kind of commitment do I give to this conversation that'll make us both happy? The minimum amount of commitment that'll make us both happy so that I can exit from the situation because it makes me uncomfortable. So whatever that is for you and the people that you deal with, find that balance and try your best to apply it. So this is very, very deep, a very, very deep conversation. There's science behind it. There's tactics that you can do to become less difficult to deal with. Maybe that's something that we can talk about next Thursday during self-improvement sesh. But hopefully this little tidbit that I just talked about helped you guys, in case you are wondering if you were the difficult person, right? There's no shame in that. Sometimes we can all get difficult at some point. So, hi, Jane. Jane is watching from Laguna. Nads is watching from Hong Kong. Thanks for tuning in, guys. So that's it. That's our weekly recap and Q&A. Hope you guys loved that. If you have missed any of our broadcasts this past week, click the links above. I have all the replay links up for you so that it's just easier, right? You don't need to scroll. And also I have downloadables, free downloadables prepared for you this week. So I got sales scripts to turn one-time buyers into repeat customers. And you can look at that at 16ramos.com/resources. I also have 10 messenger tips to boost your customer service. So it's a PDF guide, absolutely free. You can download that right now. So you can just click the link above, 16dramas.com/blog/18. I will see you again next week, Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't do these broadcasts on the weekends. However, I get really, really super duper, mega duper active on Instagram during the weekend. So you can catch me there. Follow me at 16 Ramos. I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.